the secret side of me. I never let you see. I keep it. Hour number two
is off to a banger.
Obviously, over there hitting your head on your mic against the back wall in the new chair.
I had to wake up some, dude. I started falling asleep there, man.
Well, Josh is back. I'm back. Lo, you're back.
Nah, I wasn't gone. I'm here.
Well, good.
I'm in here.
Mike's just been on the whole break, just silently breathing.
Oh, man.
I never left.
So we had a funny last week when the satellite on the board. So you have different pods that adjust our mics, that adjust the commercials, that adjust the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the satellite feed, which is what we play over the weekends and throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
It was just up enough. We heard a voice. And I started hearing it. I'm like, well, surely nobody's talking. And then he hears it.
It was like faint. It was just whispering in the back of our ears. It was really weird. I started freaking out a little.
And on air, he's like, oh, do you hear a woman talking to us?
I was going crazy, man, because it was like 5 minutes of like just the same kind of voice just whispering in the background. And I was like,
yeah, normally, like, if it's a emergency alert, yeah, we're going to hear that in our headphones.
Right.
But this was, I was like, it's sunny outside.
Like, what is this? I don't believe in ghosts, but I also don't want to tempt them to be real, you know?
Oh, I believe in ghosts.
Like, I don't think that they're actually, like, they're messing with
us. Call
these.
Your buddy.
Who?
My buddy, your buddy. And ask him about Timmy.
Everybody's buddy.
No. Ask him about Timmy that was in our fraternity house.
Is he a ghost?
No, it was his best friend. Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Timmy was not Chase's friend. Timmy threw a book at Chase.
See, wow. Dude, I don't know. See, like, I don't want to believe in ghosts because it sounds silly, but sometimes, you know, I just don't want them to be real, and then that's how I die.
I would rather call him like a spirit. I mean, a ghost just sounds weird to me. Like, it's not some little Casper floating thing. Like,
that's all I wish they were. If I could have a Casper the ghost as my best friend. You know how cool that movie? I loved that movie growing up. Loved those movies growing up. Just blew my mind. Thought about Casper in a minute.
Just jumping back to football here. I heard an interview. Not really an interview. Heard another person talking. It's Josh Pate over at 247 Sports. And he was asked the question, can teams like Nebraska, Arkansas, and Tennessee resurrect themselves to be what they once were? He jumped to Nebraska first because when they were in the Big 12, you could make the argument, yeah, they can resurrect themselves. Now that they are in the Big 10, they have not done anything since they were in the Big or since they've been in the Big 10.
Mm-hmm.
Their last trip to a bowl game was against us in 2016 in the Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
When they were 9-3 and we were 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
They have not done anything since. And their recruiting landscape is so much different.
Well, they did that to themselves by joining the Big Ten.
They did the same thing that Colorado did to themselves.
Yeah, it's I don't know so much Colorado. It's different going to the Pac-12 than it is going to the Big Ten because you already have established dominant programs in Ohio State and Michigan.
That you know you're going to have to face that, every
that
single.
That are not going to flutter. Exactly. They're already established and they will be established to the end of time unless, you know, the dumbest people in the charge of the world join. You know, like that type of dominance.
Well, it's what happened at Tennessee.
Yeah. Nebraska is never going to topple those two.
No.
And then you have to deal with a surge of Wisconsin. And now they're
Michigan
just.
Michigan State.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Michigan State's always going to be there. They chose. I don't know why they chose the Big Ten. I think they should have stuck in the Big 12 and they'd be fine competing against Oklahoma and Texas every year because you can do that.
Well, it all started when A&M and Mizzou made the jump to the SEC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Arkansas.
That was silly.
On the other hand, Arkansas was battling for a spot in the SEC championship during the Bobby Petrino years. That was roughly 11, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were in contention to make an SEC championship game. If you guys remember, we went out to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And they wore us out. That punt return, I can't remember who it was that returned the punt, ripped us apart. And it was probably one of the best punt returns any of us had ever seen, and I could not believe I saw it live.
I mean, I think they still definitely have a shot I mean, and you, not even just in football, but if you look at how good their basketball program is turning around and everything else.
Well, they've got an athletic director that cares.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of like us. We have an athletic director that cares.
Right.
And it's not all about saving money like it was with Dave Hart. It's not about just being as arrogant as you can be like Mike Hamilton.
Arkansas is weird to me.
Well, yeah, they're weird, but like, they're winning.
Well, I just don't know, because you think about the West, and I don't see Alabama fluttering, really. I don't think that they would, even if Nick Saban retires, they would make a terrible hire. I think Nick Saban would leave Alabama in a perfect position. I don't know why that's never been.
If he were to retire today, they already know who they're going after.
Well, like that, and like he would leave them in a great situation where they could sustain greatness. You know, he wouldn't up and leave, right? LSU is there. I don't know if Arkansas can – they might take them on down. I don't know, dude, if Arkansas is ever going to be a SEC championship contender again. I mean, that's a lot of school. I mean, now A&M's in the mix now with the money involved. Like, they have to overcome A&M recruiting and stuff. There's just a lot for Arkansas to overcome to be a number one in the West.
That's the thing. A&M's going to have to prove themselves.
Stack, I have a different viewpoint in terms of the Alabama thing, because I think that if Saban retires, I don't think Alabama would crumble by any means, but I think everyone else will elevate, including Tennessee. And I think that they will be stuck in a, not like a terrible point, but in a point that's like...
maybe plateauing.
Yeah, like they're plateauing. They certainly won't be where they're at for several years to come, in my opinion.
Well, the thing is, like, everyone imagines, you know, kind of like Tennessee is imagined, you know, with every coaching change we've had since Philip Fulmer left, we're going to make the perfect hire.
Right.
We didn't.
And not many teams do that. I mean, you look at Chad Morris at Arkansas. People can say what they want about Jeremy Pruitt. Chad Morris is the worst SEC hire in the past 20 years. The man did not win an SEC game the entire time he was there. He lost to North Texas. Not only got lost to him, he got blown out by North Texas.
It's pretty bad.
And Sam Pittman comes in, and he's revitalized the program. Everyone's buying into the culture. There's a complete culture shift amongst every sport in Arkansas. Obviously, the baseball team has, you know, been pretty steadily good for a long time. But when football and basketball are back to what Arkansas fans are used to, because Arkansas, pretty decent basketball tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, the football team has been good. They were good in the 90s. You know, if they don't lose to us, they probably don't lose that momentum. And Arkansas is probably your 1998 national champion.
I don't know what kind of money they bring to the table. Like, are they going to ever be able to rival the type of money that Alabama, A&M, LSU, and all of them are able or want to just throw in for football? I mean, I get basketball, but, like, football talking, I don't – is Arkansas ever going to be able to be better than A&M, be better consistently than LSU? Because if Alabama has some sort of fall, you don't think LSU and Auburn and these schools are going to not take advantage of that? I mean, Auburn made the one bad hire, I guess, now. But
I got five words for you in regards to Arkansas.
Okay.
Walmart money.
Okay.
And Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Anything about Walmart? Where is it, though? Show me where it is, because they're not out-recruiting anybody here.
Well, I mean.
I'm just saying, where is it? You talk about it, but it ain't being shown. It ain't being flashed.
It's not being flashed.
Well, if they wanted it to be, they'd already be doing it. This is the best time to be throwing all the money around.
Well, they probably are. I mean, we're throwing money around.
Hey, let me go to the rankings. Hold on. Let me pull them up.
Let's see
if Arkansas's, let's see, 2023 football rankings.
Give me Martin.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Martin. Martin, I need you to talk some sense into this guy.
It's Jake.
Yes, sir.
Could you give me an update on Tennessee basketball recruiting?
So we got a guy coming in October, Devin Cosby. He's a four-star. No, he's a three-star. He's a small forward, 6'5", 190 pounds, out of Richmond, Virginia. He's deciding between us and Wake Forest.
Where's he from?
Richmond, Virginia.
Yes. And what about the big man out of 6'11" boy out of Connecticut or somewhere? We had it down to us in Kansas.
JP Estrella.
When is he going to announce?
I don't know when he's going to announce. He might be later on down the road. But, I mean, it's between us. I think Connecticut's actually out of the equation now. He's got it down to us. Marquette and Syracuse are in the mix, which I guess, being from the Northeast, you know, that's one of those deals. And then Iowa is in the mix as well. Duke was in there at one point. They've kind of fallen off his list. But right now he's deciding between, I think, Tennessee, Marquette, and Syracuse.
Yes. And when is Ricky Gibson going to decide?
Lo, you got some information on that?
I
know we saw he got crystal balled to us. His
I can't give a specific date.
Oh,
it's Sunday,
next,
isn't it?
It's next Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And I'm getting ready to have supper.
Ooh, what you eating, brother?
I'm thinking about either having beef stew or a ham and cheese sandwich with pickles.
I love a good ham and cheese sandwich.
Beef stew's got my mouth watering right now.
Which thing is the beef stew, if you make enough of it, you can eat on it for a couple days.
Yes. I like getting more canned beef stew.
Absolutely.
But I like ham and cheese, too. I can eat them twice a week if I had them.
Yeah, I'm with you
so
on that.
So Martin's
man.
The same way with ham and cheese like I am pizza. I could eat pizza just about every day if I really wanted to. Just throw a pizza in the oven, 10 minutes,
I could eat ham
boom.
And cheese right now.
Ham and cheese and pickles and onions is good together, yep. Ain't you, buddy?
I'll yes, they are.
I'll add a lettuce on there, too. Dijon yeah. mustard. Ugh.
Do you eat beef stew?
Yeah.
Jake?
Yes, sir. I love me some good beef stew. Some caramelized onions, some carrots, a little bit of celery.
My mother fixes it.
What's that?
My mother can fix it good.
Really?
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah. Oh, your sister.
Oh, yes.
Family Jake, recipe.
You know what my sister does?
What's that?
You ain't going to believe it, son. I'll tell you this and let you go since you told me about sports, what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
She fixes chicken and dumplings for us.
Uh-huh.
And she'll fix potato salad for us.
Ooh.
For me and my brother.
Uh-huh.
And she'll fix cooked pinto beans and cornbread and onions for us.
It don't get much better than pinto beans and cornbread.
I love that. That's
love,
my favorite.
That's a good meal. Hot sauce in the pinto beans? Put me
to
sleep.
I love hot sauce in my beans.
I'm telling you, Myron, boy. I'm telling you. You got me hungry now.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I just want to know about them update on basketball recruiting and about that football player.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, Martin.
I appreciate you, boys.
Appreciate you.
Always.
Love a good call from Martin. Pinto beans and cornbread.
Dude, I used to murder pinto beans. Like, after, like, football practice, my mom would make them. Oh, my God, dude. Cornbread? Ugh.
That sounds so good. Yeah. I haven't had that in a minute.
In a minute, right?
Oh, my God. I love cornbread so much.
So you like sweet cornbread or just regular cornbread?
Regular cornbread, got to be crispy.
You don't like sweet cornbread?
I don't like. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not choosing it. I'm choosing regular cornbread.
So I made a boo-boo on Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving.
Jakey make a boo-boo?
Go make yourself a coffee.
Why would you say that?
Okay, I messed up on Thanksgiving last year. That better for you, Stackhouse? Is that better? I was in charge of making the dressing, and instead of getting regular cornbread, I got sweet cornbread.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it turned out fantastic.
I don't know.
You had your moment last week.
God. Yeah. Okay. Touche.
Yeah. About them beaver nuggets.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. I made a boo-boo. I'm just Jesus.
This is what I deal with.
Oh, my God. They made my whole week better, dude. Oh, my God. I needed that so much. Thank you. Whew. I love jalapeno cornbread.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh,
I
it's, like it's bang. Ooh, jalapeno cornbread, it makes my, just it's smashable. And then where I work, we have the jalapeno peach jam.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, put that on the jalapeno cornbread. Best combination in the entire world. I will die on that hill. It's might be my favorite thing I put in my mouth.
You got the recruiting rankings pulled up?
Yeah, and Arkansas is sitting at 14th behind Florida, Tennessee, LSU, and Texas and Alabama. And those are your future. Those are the West. Tennessee being the only, and Florida being the only East teams. But if you're not out recruiting those other teams, I'm not saying Arkansas can't compete for the third or second spot. I just think there's always going to be one team in the West that is going to be better than them. That's my only point. I don't think they'll ever be good enough or want to put the effort in to be that number one team. I don't know.
Well, all it takes is one game, one upset.
Yeah.
I guess. That's it. But then you got to play them. I don't know. I guess. You're not wrong. Football's football, but there's just no way now that Texas and Oklahoma are coming in here that Arkansas is going to be able to withstand all this big dog talent.
I mean, well, those are two former
Texas
rivals.
Texas again and Oklahoma are two amazing schools. Oklahoma's also sixth in the rankings. I forgot about them in existing. But if you don't think they're going to be throwing money around that Arkansas can't, that's another two schools I have to compete against.
True.
On top of Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and A&M.
Well, I mean, and that's the same thing. But, I mean, you look at Oklahoma State, they've got T. Boone Pickens money. They got big oil money.
Yeah.
Just like A&M.
Yeah.
And realize, I mean, the SEC West, or whatever we're going to call it, I don't even think we're going to have divisions anymore.
Right.
When Texas and Oklahoma get here. But you got to think about the fact that, you know, we're basically recreating the Southwest Conference.
Right.
In a sense, with those teams. Because now, from the old Southwest Conference, you've got Arkansas. You're going to have Texas. Oklahoma wasn't in that, was it? No, they were in the Big Eight. But you got Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to acquire a few more schools once the Big 12 loses its Power 5 status.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be really interesting moving forward.
That it is. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to hop on the show. Let's go to Tommy. What's up, Tommy?
Hello, how you doing today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Boys, how y'all doing?
Living the dream.
I'm fantastic, right, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Tommy, good. I've been instructed to give you a message.
Oh, Lord. Let's get it.
If you don't get over to Justin's place tonight, then I will have ZR do a live concert for 2 hours tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting on my electrician to come over and help me out, because I'm not an electrician, boys. I'm a parts changer. So, he's having some issues, and we got to get over. I'm waiting on him to get after me. Mm-mm. And I'm not hearing ZR. I'll hang up. Oh, y'all was talking about that cornbread, boy. Y'all got me hungry right here. My stepmom used to make the best. She done like a sweet cornbread, and she put bacon inside of it.
Ooh.
And baked it. It was real sweet. And sometimes she put jalapenos and bacon and all that in it. And, boy, y'all talking,
sweet and savory. That sounds honestly like a good mixture of bread.
It sounds awesome. Like the Domino's stuffed cheesy bread.
Oh, you did.
Right.
It does, actually.
And you like that jalapeno stuff there, Zach? I don't know if you tried it. I don't drink a lot of whiskey.
I do.
During the wintertime. Well, during the wintertime, I like it. You know, keep me warm.
Mm-hmm.
But Bird Dog, no free pub. But,
whoa, bro.
They got a jalapeno honey bourbon. This actually it's pretty good.
Jalapeno but, honey, huh?
Yeah, it's jalapeno
honey.
I'll mark it
down. I don't know. That kind of sounds.
But getting back to sports there. You know, I agree with Mo there on, you know, Saban retires is going to be the best thing for college football, I think, because like she said, it's going to elevate everybody up because that guy's like God. And he just won't go away. I think he won another national championship this year if he go away. But like she said, it would elevate everybody up to another playing field, because even if Dabo comes down to Alabama and takes over, yeah, they're going to be great, but they're not going to be as great as they are now and have been.
Well, and two, I mean, you got to think, as soon as the transfer portal and NIL really take their effect on Alabama, that's when Nick Saban's going to retire.
I don't disagree that he might win. If he wins this year, go out on top and just not have to deal with any of it at all.
That's the first thing I would do is go out on top.
Yeah. I mean,
there was rumors last year that he had said that if they had won that national championship, that he was going to hang it up.
He very well could have.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. But, you know, the other thing he's talking about, you know, competing, I wouldn't sleep on Arkansas. I mean, I know they're going to be hard to compete with Texas A&M and recruiting and everybody, but Sam Pittman's got them rolling over. He seems like a coach people want to play for. He seems like a genuine guy. He's one of my favorite coaches in the SEC.
We loved him when he was here.
Oh, yeah, I love Sam Pittman. So I wouldn't sleep on Arkansas. But real quick, Jake, I know y'all probably about to get after it. What do you think about the race?
I was actually really surprised they didn't throw a caution there towards the end of the race.
Yeah, I really was. I was like, Bubba's fixing to win this thing.
He had a shot. He had the car to do it.
Yeah.
I give it to him. He come back. You know, they made some mistakes there, and he come back for a P2 finish. I know he beat himself up on it. But what I tell you, I told you in Ford's going to be hard to beat, and at the end of the race, they showed it.
Yeah, I mean, at one point you had Harvick, Logano, and Blaney all in the top five. Yep. And, you know, I was talking with you a little bit yesterday. I think we might have just saw Kevin Harvick's last win.
Man, I don't know. Because, you know, he's the closer. You never count him out.
Yeah.
We still got some plate races coming up. He could possibly get another one, but, hey, you could be right.
I mean, and you got to think too. Stuart Haas is not investing as much money in NASCAR as they are F1. That's been obvious for the past 2 years.
Haas really wants to make it. He wants to make that team worth something in F1. Man, and I hope they do, because I mean, they got the right driver in Mick Schumacher to at least make them a midfield pack team. So if he can do that,
when you got to think before Tony Stewart took part ownership in Stuart Haas, what was it? GCC Haas or whoever was in it with him, man, they were not a good team.
No, they wasn't. But, boys, I'll get off here real quick. One thing, I ain't heard anybody on the waves today say anything about the tweet that I tagged in earlier.
Which one?
About a certain somebody coming back to the Holy Land.
Yeah, Cody McClure making his return to Fan Run Radio.
Man, I cannot wait. I've missed that boy. And I spoke with him quite a few times there. But you imagine a voluntary reaction or Twitter spaces with me, you, Davey Hudson, Cody McClure, Bear, Justin Hanna.
It would be the most incoherent conversation that anyone will ever hear in their lives.
Russell will flush every one of us.
Yes, even the host. We'll all be gone.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to get off here and quit rambling. Let somebody else get in. I hope y'all have a great evening.
Appreciate it, Tommy. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on Overtime. We're talking a little bit before the break about Arkansas, and how they could potentially resurrect themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with it. Like I said, like I mentioned to Stack, I mean, all it takes is just one shocking win, and there they are.
It's not, but in the SEC, you need more than just one.
Well, I mean,
because just like when we beat Florida and Georgia that year, we turned around and blew it to Vandy in Kentucky.
And
you got to do it the whole season.
Agreed, but we don't know what the format's going to be like here in the next six years.
Like the reforming?
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping it's the 1-7. I really am hoping that, just because we would not have to play Alabama every year. Because you know Alabama and Auburn are not getting split up.
Right. That would be nice.
And they're not going to split up Florida and Georgia.
But you know it will be Tennessee. Of course it will be Tennessee's luck that when Saban retires is when they finally don't have to play Alabama every year.
Right, which could be in the next few years.
Oh, I think it will be.
And, I mean, you got to think, you know, with that 1-7, they're not splitting up, like I said, Alabama, Auburn.
Right.
They're not going to split up Florida and Georgia. Texas is going to have Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we get?
And then we'll get LSU. We will get – we'll probably get stuck with Vanderbilt.
We'll either get stuck with them or Kentucky.
And honestly, I think Kentucky.
I'd rather have Kentucky and give Vanderbilt to Missouri because neither one of them contribute anything anyway.
Stop it. I'd take Vandy in a heartbeat. Give us that.
Well, then you
dubskies.
Alternate them and Missouri. That's a guaranteed win every
give
year regardless.
Give us that dubskies, dog. Give us that dubskies.
We're going to get it with Kentucky anyway.
But we get it.
And it looks more credible.
So then either way, if we're going to get it either way, I'd just rather always have Vanderbilt, always know we're going to beat the mess out of them, and then every other year we just beat the mess out of Kentucky, and every other year we beat the mess out of South Carolina.
So that brings the question, can Tennessee be resurrected? Let's go to the phones. Talk to Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Well, you know, you talked about cornbread earlier before we talk about football, and there is only one way to make batch of cornbread, and that's in a cast iron skillet.
That's a true statement as well,
for sure.
My mom and my mamma, they would always heat the grease up on top of the stove, pour the batter into it, and then put it in the oven. That is the only way to make cornbread, and that's just end of discussion there.
That's how my mamma taught me.
We always heated it up. Just in the oven, and then pour the batter, and then which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So
basically, you just get it really crispy when you pour it on top of the stove, and then you put it in the oven, and which you know, a cast iron skillet is basically a convection oven in all in itself. But you know, you know the whole pod thing prior, you know, whenever that was, they're going to expand. I mean, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the Big 12, they're going to merge somehow or some sort of way. I was with Stack. I would give me all the dubs because you're guaranteed to not in this new fangled football stuff that wins are not guaranteed. So give me Kentucky, give me Vanderbilt, give me Florida as the guaranteed teams to play, and then just recycle Alabama and Georgia and all these other teams in there and out.
Yeah, I'd love to have those three teams because you know you're always going to beat Vanderbilt no matter what the landscape is in college football.
And you got a 90% chance of beating Kentucky.
Yeah.
And if you want to throw a fourth team in there, put South Carolina in because all of those teams are competitive. Well, Kentucky and South Carolina are, you know, relatively are competitive on any given year. But Florida, I mean – and just like the whole topic earlier about Florida or Kentucky, which one? It's always going to be Florida until it's not. You know, it's always going to be about beating Florida. Always.
Always has been. As long as you and I have been alive, at least.
And it's like I said on Thursday or Friday with you guys, it's got to be that is a have to must, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts. September 24th, the circle for me, and I think that's the game that this this season is measured off of.
I agree because I mean, if you lose that Florida game, you're probably going to walk into LSU and lose, and then you'll go on a 3-game skid. You know, going into Alabama next, right? Is that how that schedule works out? And then and then Georgia, that's probably a loss as well. So then, I mean, that's just a skid that you don't want to start the season off with. That's my biggest thing about why I want to beat Florida. Because I think if we beat Florida, you're going to Kentucky to just smack somebody in the mouth, you know?
I think it starts at Pitt, though. I mean, SEC, that's the biggest game.
Yeah.
But it starts at Pitt and then goes from there.
You've got to win that game.
Have to.
I'm not scared about Pitt, man.
I heard them talking
about Pitt's good and stuff. Man, Pitt is just, bro, Pitt is not good. I don't care. We should have beat them by 21 last year.
Agreed.
We need a 4-0 September.
Yeah,
to, like,
I agree. Pole ball us.
Now, you all mentioned LSU earlier. I'm not so sure. I think LSU is. I'm counting it as the third or the fourth loss, if you will. And then if you slip up and you get beat by South Carolina or Kentucky, but if you start 4-0, like if you. But then again, I get what the previous caller said about talking about if you beat Kentucky, if you beat Florida, that you're going to slip and beat somebody else. That's fine, because because you're going to get that Florida monkey off your back. I mean, we all know that's the game. And no one wants to lose to South Carolina or Kentucky. But if you lose to one of those teams, and if LSU goes either way, you know, you're looking at that 8-4, 9-3. But 9-3, I think, would be beating both South Carolina and Kentucky, which, you know, ideally, that's kind of where I'm thinking that we'll be.
Well, expecting a slip up is battered Vol syndrome. I think if we start this season 4-0, you shouldn't expect a slip up. I don't think that's the coach or the coaching staff that we have anymore.
Well, it's all because
that's
of 2016.
We were being led by goons.
That's where all this comes from, is 2016.
Yeah, and that's the only it's just years of just letdown. But if we start out and we are 4-0, and then we go to LSU, whether that game is close in a L or close in a W, Doug, our season is already different. I don't think we're the team to go down to South Carolina and slip up. I don't think South Carolina's great. I don't think they're even close to good.
No, there's a reason they only.
They're basing all 46. Their hype off of a quarterback that got benched at Oklahoma. I don't expect him to come in here and be able to compete at the SEC level. I don't expect a slip up, and the only reason you expect a slip up is because of that syndrome of battered volness, you know.
I agree with Stack 100%.
Very valid point.
Yeah.
Very valid point.
I think that Florida game means so much more to this team and this city and everything above, that if we come in here and we take care of business against Florida, that you can go into the rest of the season knowing that, hey, you don't have that monkey on your back right now. The pressure is gone. Just play the rest of the season. I mean, you're already starting a culture here. You're rebranding. This is not anything to do with 2017 or before. This is all new era of Tennessee football. And I hope that's how we live by.
One last thing on the way out. That's perfect. That's exactly right. I'm going to withhold that sort of confidence till next season after we see what we do here. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm withholding that type of, pressure for next season. We got to get Florida this year. That's my, no ifs, ands, or buts behind it. Y'all have a good night. Thanks again.
Enjoy, brother.
Appreciate it, Daniel. But now, the battered ball syndrome, it really...
It's a real thing, dude.
It took effect in 2016, because before that, it's like, okay, well, we're going to lose this team. We're going to lose this team. Okay, we might beat this team. When we came out and we did what we were supposed to do, and we start the season 5-0, there was no excuse as to why we shouldn't be in Atlanta.
Nope.
And why we shouldn't go to the Sugar Bowl.
Nope.
But look at what happened.
Well, I think that the excuse is that we didn't have control of our locker room, and there are false promises that were made.
Vic Wharton.
Yep.
Jalen Hurd.
Yep. That got exposed. And once you start losing a couple guys and the locker room is bad, that's just what it's going to be the rest of the season.
It just creates a toxic environment. I mean, and then there was the issue before the season even started with Justin Martin.
Right.
Basically wanting the team to pull a coup on Butch Jones.
That's my boy. That's my boy, Justin Martin. Shout out, Justin Martin.
I mean, the thing is, everyone...
I agree with him.
Well, the thing is, everybody dogged those kids. Him, Jalen Hurd. Who else was it? Vic Wharton.
Yeah.
And who else? Preston Williams.
Yeah.
He quit
mid-year.
The thing is, everyone was mad at those guys when they left. Looking back...
They probably were in their right mind to leave.
That's the thing, is they were right.
Yeah. Right.
They understood, bro. Justin went to Overton with me, dude. We knew he played under we played under some chaos, dude, for a little bit there, dude. I know bad coaching too. I was up in arms with him. Yeah, I agreed with all of them, dude. That's why I didn't really care about Jalen Hurd as much. Like, everybody hated Jalen Hurd after he was like, I don't want to play here anymore.
senior year?
I wouldn't either. Yeah, dude.
I was at basic training, and, of course, the only way that you can communicate is by letters. I just get a letter, hey, Jalen Hurd is out for the season for his senior year of high school. I'm like, oh, God. But, of course, you can't get on the message boards. You can't get on Vol Nugs.
Oh, yeah.
Or it feels like 98 it was at the time. So, yeah. Those guys were in the right mind.
I mean, they were, but I still don't think that you want someone who's going to quit on your team. I mean, mid-season is pretty rough, in my opinion, when they all get together like that. But I don't think we have guys there now that would do that because they respect their coach. And we aren't making promises. You know what I mean?
It starts at the coaching level.
That's where it starts. So that, like, obviously that coach was being an idiot, so it's just going to downfall from there. But I don't think that's what we have now. That's why we're going to be so much better.
Well, you know, the thing is with all those guys, we just kind of assume things because we didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, you only know what you get told.
And then Juwan Jennings happened.
Yup.
Did he need to go on that rant? Probably not.
Yeah, he did.
He did not lie at all. There was not a single lie told in that rant that he went on.
Let the truth be told. Speak thy truth. I love when people go on rants, man. Whether they're right or not. Dude, please speak what's on your mind. Ugh. It makes things so much better for me. I love it. Sometimes, I mean, bro, people be like speaking true, but it's just because they're so rash and just forth in your face with it. You're like, this guy's crazy. And then 2 years later, you're like, yeah, that guy did suck at coaching, huh?
Well, the thing is, like, with Juwan Jennings, we knew immediately, like, okay, yeah, this sounds right.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we've seen. And nobody's gonna argue with it because it's true.
Yep. Sometimes you need people like that to step up and speak, though. Because, I mean, without those things, you think, like, we'd be taking such drastic measures now. Sometimes, like, little things like that, lights fires under programs' butts kind of thing. Get this right, or, you know, people are upset and it's starting to show. Now you're an embarrassment to the nation. I mean, at the point, dude, like, we were a laughingstock. Now, like, you hire the great, you hire a great AD. You make steps to do good steps. You know, you're not just, well, we'll hire Pruitt because we didn't get this guy. No whimsical stuff. I mean, dude, we had to force a coach out. Like, nobody cared about us until now.
What a damn mess that was. Stay with us. Final segment of Overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. You good?
Vibing, brother.
Welcome back. Final segment of Overtime presented by Maripex Apparel. Guys, you've seen the ads. You've seen the shorts. And then you see the price tag on those shorts, and you're like, I'm not ready to pull the trigger on that. That's why I go to Maripex. Buddy Logan just told me about the ones that he bought. Saved him so much money by going to Maripex. And I've had them both. Why are you smiling?
I'm happy.
Good, because you're getting a pair next.
Yeah, I already planned on it. They're in my cart. I just don't have the money to press play yet.
Well, I mean,
I get paid Friday, so it's a great day.
Well, good.
Great day in the neighborhood to shop at Maripex.
Absolutely, and you've seen the price difference yourself.
I have, and it's actually extraordinary.
And when you use the code FANRUN, you get an additional 20% off of that, which is incredible to think
about.
It's
an amazing deal.
And I've had both. $30. Well, I've had both. I've had the Maripex, and I've had the other brands. Guys, quality's the same. Like, at that point, you're just paying more for a name.
You're just ripping yourself off.
Exactly. That's why I go to Maripex.
Yes, sir.
Maripex.com. Use the promo code FANRUN in all caps, all one word, to receive 20% off. Spend enough money to get some free shipping, too.
FANRUN.
FANRUN.
All caps.
Jumping back to the conversation we were having. Tennessee. I think that it can be resurrected. Having said that, if Josh Heupel is not the guy, I don't know if we can find our guy. I've reached that point. And I said that with Butch Jones, with Jeremy Pruitt. And every time that we say that we've hit rock bottom, somehow it gets worse. We thought Dooley was rock bottom. Except before that, we thought losing to Wyoming was rock bottom in 2008. Yeah. And then Derek Dooley happens. Okay, this is rock bottom, two straight losing seasons in a row. And then Butch Jones happens. The worst season in, you know, Tennessee history, 4-8. This is rock bottom. Jeremy Pruitt leaves us with a looming cloud of NCAA investigation and going 3-7. Okay, this is rock bottom.
We were those kids that thought they could actually dig to China. Just kept digging.
What?
Rock bottom, dude. We kept finding the new bottom. Guys, you're just not fun. I don't like you anymore.
Why are you talking like that?
Oh, man.
Anyway, I really do believe that Tennessee can resurrect itself.
Because
we're not in the same situation as Nebraska. Nebraska is a museum program at this point. They used to be good. They used to be pretty. Used to be fun. And now they're not. It's like everyone just stares at the shadow of what they used to be. Much like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota used to be good. And now they're a shadow of what they used to be.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, man, it makes me kind of scared when you put that much pressure on Heupel, but it's so true. Like, if he is not the guy, there's no guy. Literally no guy. So, I mean, not anyone that would make me trust them, you know what I mean? Like, this is about it.
Like, if it gets really bad, the only place you're going to find me is either in my car or at my house listening to The Day That I Die by the Zac Brown Band. Probably drinking a Busch Light or a White Claw.
That's a sad place to be.
Oh, man. Let's get back to the phones. Fake Bob is up next. What's up, Fake Bob?
How are you all doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just got a quick question, and I'll hang up. Listen, trying to decide which away game I want to go to. Which one would you go to, either Pittsburgh or LSU? And, you know, it's Christmas in August for Deshaun Watson coming up with the National Therapist Convention, and I'll hang up.
So, I think if you're picking an away game to go to, I think you have to go to Pitt. Because, for two reasons. You're going to have another chance to go to LSU in the future. We might not always have the chance to go to Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
And you can say you've been to another NFL stadium.
I would probably still choose Baton Rouge.
I would choose Baton Rouge.
The 100%. Atmosphere in general.
I'll probably go.
And you have the chance of beating them. You could mess around and be there for the first time. And you get what? Oh, I forgot the coach's name, man. I just thought of it and then I dropped it. Brian Kelly. I'd love to see us beat him, dude. I hate Brian Kelly.
And his family.
Yeah, I'd love to watch him cry. So I would definitely choose Baton Rouge.
And it's going to be fun even if we don't win.
Exactly.
Anyways.
That's a good point, too.
Oh, the food. I forgot about the
food.
All the food,
it.
Everything in general. I wouldn't go to Pittsburgh to save my life.
So I'm actually working on a treat for us for the week of the LSU game. Have you guys seen the Southern Dad on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might try to get him on the show.
Bring him along.
That'd be awesome.
My favorite is...
I love good Southern dads.
Oh, now the favorite TikTok that I have is the one where he's impersonating the Southern bus driver. Hey, y'all need to quiet down on this bus. I see y'all kind of trash on this bus. No, this is not y'all's house. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Marvin. What's up, Marvin?
God.
Hello, Jake and the cast and flippers. I got some good news to report. With Deshaun Bishop and his family are in town right now.
Marvin needs to work on the Martin impersonation. Needs a lot of work. You got to be a little bit more raspy with it. You have to call in, yes, Jake. I'm going to eat me some pinto beans and cornbread. I'm thinking about a ham and cheese sandwich.
You can't call the God himself with the lesser impersonation.
No.
It's just hurtful.
Yeah. If you want to get the Martin impersonation down, you got to be a little more raspy with it. Listen to it a few times.
But it is nice to hear that he's in town.
Stackhouse, he lives here.
I know!
He goes to Karn.
I know! But it's still funny. Just like a weekly update. He's still here.
He's still here. Committed to Coastal Carolina. But back to the conversation before we were rudely interrupted. Not by Fake Bob. That was a good question. But.
You would go to Pitt?
Yeah.
Why? Over Baton Rouge?
Yes. I'll get to go to Baton Rouge again.
But why Pittsburgh? Like, I get
that,
like,
that way when we win,
BYU
I can
game,
eat a Philly cheesesteak and then throw it at him, tell him Philly's better, and make my happy way back to Tennessee.
How far away is Philly from Pittsburgh?
I think it's on the polar opposite side of the state, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not good with geography.
It's not worth it then.
I'm not good with geography in the Northeast.
Would you go if I drove all the way to Pennsylvania, I think the first cheesesteak I would have to get would be within the Philly limits.
Well, it has to be.
So then it would be, you're basically not even, see, no, go to Baton Rouge. Don't listen to Jake. This is silly.
I'm just saying.
I would probably just fly to either, first of all.
I drive. I've driven through Louisiana. It's pretty cool. It's a great trip.
It's a long one.
It was. Went all the way down to Lafayette.
What is it, nine and a half?
All the way to Lafayette? I don't remember how much it was. I think it was like 9, maybe 11. I don't remember.
Hey, Siri.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Take me to Louisiana State University. Siri is getting directions.
It's embarrassing.
She's on it.
You should just know.
What is Louisiana State University in Eunice? So it is 9 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty on
to LSU's campus from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
That's not terrible. I mean, what's another?
I mean, as long as it's interstate driving, I don't care. Yeah. It's when you get off of the interstate and have to go down these backcountry roads, I don't like it.
I know, I hate that, but I like to drive at night, like way late at night, like when no one's on the roads anymore, traffic's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you got to watch yourself because all the cops hide, so.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Cruise control at 80, dude, just moving.
Yeah.
What if you're in a 65?
Huh?
What if you're in a 65?
I don't care, dude, at 80, dude?
80 ain't fast enough.
I'm cool if it's like 3 a.m., I'm chilling. 80's cool. I got me some tunes playing. I'm humming, I'm singing along, got the vocal cords going. I could cruise to 80. I'm usually like a 90, 100 person, though, I agree.
Yeah.
That's like during the day, because I like scooting through traffic. That's just fun.
What am I going to do with you?
I couldn't cruise control like that, because if it was at night, 2, 3 a.m., I have to actively be doing something, or else I'm just going to fall asleep or wreck or something.
I guess that's a good point.
I actually had to do that on the way.
Podcast didn't save me.
So, yeah, I had to do that on the way back from Lynchburg, Virginia, summer before, a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. I was really upset because I was tired. I just left my fraternity brother's wedding. Happy guy. I get to this hotel in Blacksburg, Virginia, about 2 miles down the road from campus. And I go to this hotel, and I'm waiting. Nobody ever shows up. I get mad, get back in my car, go to this gas station, and pound like 3 Red Bulls to try to make it home, and I'm about to fall asleep on the way back home. I didn't get back home until about 4 a.m., and we were going to look at a house the next day. It was not a good
day. Dang, that's terrible.
The worst. And I hate Red Bull crashes and stuff like that, dude.
Well, and the thing about...
It's like,
you know,
20 minutes.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm already annoyed. And I'm still annoyed when I wake up to go look at this house the next day. And usually if I see stuff wrong with the house, I'm just like, okay, whatever. You know, don't say anything about it. And then just tell my realtor, oh, well, this is not for me. No, I was pointing out every flaw in this house the next day. I'm like, okay, that's not going to pass inspection. That's not going to pass inspection. That's ugly. And I'm going to have to redo that. I'm going to have to rip up this carpet because there are dog stains and cat stains all over the place. No, we ain't buying it. It's usually how it goes.
I would probably just be like that from the get-go. Then they at least know what you're looking for, what you ain't.
Oh, yeah. End up going with a plan. It worked out. I got a new house.
There you go.
I've got more space.
Mm.
I got my own bonus room.
Enough space to have boo-boos.
That's going to do it.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
I planned that minutes ago.
thank you, Stack.
You're welcome.
Lo, I really do appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to deal with this all by myself. I don't have Davis the rest of the week.
I know.
Oh,
it's going to be an amazing week for you.
Oh, God. Something else is coming up next on WKGN. Join us in the morning at 7 o'clock for 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.